When I was a kid, I loved this television show, this cartoon called Masters of the Universe. And I always thought that if I watched enough of this television show, this cartoon, that I might actually be able to become one of the masters of the universe. I turn on the TV now and I can see all of these people who think that they're going to be master of the universe after November. See these sports figures who think they're going to be master of the universe. I see these products that convince me that if I buy them and use them, they could make me master of the universe too. But the fact of the matter is, there is only one master. There is only one master that we can follow. We can follow only one. Only one can be the master of our heart and our mind and our strength and our life. And if we choose our master as something from the earth, then of course the rewards are earthly. And yet, if we accept the invitation of the Lord and choose as our true and only master Christ, then the reward is heaven. We gather for the celebration of the Eucharist, and when we gather for the celebration of the Eucharist, we confirm our choice that we will follow Christ the Lord and no other. With every amen, we confirm our choice. With every amen, we declare Christ as our master. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, how then shall we live as followers of Christ, our only master? We are invited to serve our one and only master with boldness and creativity. The parable that we hear from the Gospel of Luke is one of the most difficult parables of the Lord Jesus. He seems to praise a dishonest steward, a thief, and gives him to us as a model. But looking closely at the parable, we see that it is not the actions of the dishonest steward that are praised. The actions of the steward are dishonest and can never be praised. What the Lord Jesus praises are the prudence, the boldness, and the creativity of the steward. The Lord Jesus challenges the disciples, and he challenges you and me to follow him with boldness and creativity. The dishonest steward probably sacrificed his commission or payment in settling the accounts of the master. The dishonest steward was willing to sacrifice something today in view of something better tomorrow. This was something prudent, bold, and creative. And as we follow the only master, Christ the Lord, we will often sacrifice what is immediate for what is eternal. And following Christ with boldness and creativity, we follow Christ, our Savior, our Master, in prayer and in worship. St. Paul reminds Timothy, and he reminds us to offer prayers for everyone. To offer prayers for everyone. To offer prayers for everyone without exception. In particular, Paul asks that prayers be offered for kings and rulers and all in authority. And we as the body of Christ continue to fulfill this command as we pray for civil and government leaders in the intercessions of every Mass. We bring before the Lord the whole Church of God and her leaders, the leaders of nations and peoples, the sick and those in particular need, and we pray for mercy on those whom the Lord has called unto himself. The priestly people of God offer prayers for the whole world as we then enter into union with Christ the High Priest, who is the one mediator between God and man. We follow Christ the Lord as our only master in prayer and in worship. But then, my dear brothers and sisters, then, with boldness and creativity, we follow Christ from prayer and worship into service. For our worship of the Father in spirit and in truth is not complete until we become in loving service the Christ whom we have received in loving reverence. Christ has called us to transform us, and through us, through you and me, he chooses to transform the world. The prophet Amos reminds us of the care of the Lord for the poor. The prophet Amos, speaking to those who exploited and mistreated the poor, warns them that the Lord God will not forget their sins. The mistreatment of the poor and the weak, Amos reminds us, is an offense unto God and an offense against God. We do not follow Christ the Master completely until we see him and serve him and love him in the poor. As we now celebrate this Eucharist today and join in the offering of the one mediator, we continue to follow Christ as our only Master. Here we receive the grace of boldness and creativity as we follow Christ in prayer and in service. And our worship of Christ today, our worship of Christ this hour, equips us and transforms us for his service today and tomorrow.